Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous Us Project. Today we have two stories for you. One of them is written by a donor, and the other is written by an adoptee who is also a mother of a donor-conceived child. And the first is called, I Helped Start a Dozen Families. Reproduction is part of being alive, like digestion. I don't let a religious institution dictate what I eat, and I didn't let religious ritual get in the way of reproducing. In my country, there was no effective inducement to donate. That was the most generous thing that I ever did. I'd imagined that I was helping hetero couples rendered infertile by infection. Decades later, I was told that the recipients had been single women and lesbian couples. I've read up on genetics, which seemed vague, there being little variation in the continental region where I was born. But I understand that who one is part nature and part nurture. I only provided half of the genetics, and none of the upbringing. So my offspring must only be a quarter like me. We do plenty anonymously. When I fueled my car, I read the cashier's name tag. But I never met the tanker driver. I once donated blood, but I got no feedback about whose life I might have saved. If you're feeling precious over your individual self, get over it. Once, when I was stargazing, a cat gave birth at my feet. She carried her litter to her nest, save the last kitten that she'd forgotten about. So the owner of the telescope and I carried the last one over to her. Though we didn't know of any tomcat who might have sired the litter. A bee is the intermediary between two plants, and a dandelion casts its seed to the wind. Does each seed worry who its parents were? And our second story is titled, Found and Know My Biological Mother, Trying to Figure Out How to Support My Donor-Conceived Child. I was adopted at birth. My parents told me I was adopted when I was really young. I have always known. And I was always fine with it, but always curious about my roots. I look nothing like my parents, and am an only child, and always wondered if I have siblings and where I come from. Looking at old family photos never meant anything to me, because those people were not related to me. I do have cousins that I grew up with, and even though I am extremely close with them, I'm aware that we are not actually related. It is something I do think about, but it doesn't impact my love for them. When I was in my 20s, my mother told me the name and other information about my biological mother. I knew that I would try to find her one day, but I wasn't ready. Then I gave birth to my son. This was the first time in my life that I had known anyone who was genetically related to me, and it was an amazing experience. And now I was ready to find my biological mother. I was lucky. I was able to find her quickly, and she wanted to know me. We've had a relationship for almost 10 years, and I do have a different connection to her than I have ever had with my mom. But being a mom myself, I feel more love for the mom who raised me than ever before in my life. She is the person who held me when I cried, cared for me when I was sick, put me before herself always, and who loves me like no one else ever can. My biological mother never had other kids. She's not maternal at all. She's amazing in other ways, but it's just different. I am so grateful that she decided to give me up instead of trying to raise me as a 16-year-old mother. Her siblings and their kids grew up in a really tough environment, and some of them did not turn out very good. Because of her decision, I had an incredible childhood with amazing opportunities. She thought about me always, and on my birthday especially. Her mother, my biological grandmother, put ads out searching for me. I'm creating relationships with my first cousins, which for me as an only child is amazing. It's the closest thing that I have to siblings. I've learned so much about my genealogy. I finally have the old pictures of the people in my own family tree, and stare at them to see if there are resemblances to me or my son. Having this information, even only about half of my roots, completes me in a way. I have started to search for my biological father, and cannot find him. I know that he had other kids, so I have half-siblings. But honestly, after having no biological connections my whole life, having learned about half of myself, I feel really good. I'm going to continue to search my paternal roots, but it's different. I don't really wonder if my biological father thinks of me, like I wondered about my mom. But I do wonder what his roots are, and what he looks like, and what my half-siblings are like. I've done 23andMe DNA testing, which has given me some clues about the half of me that I have yet to discover. And it's exciting. My second child was conceived with a donor egg. She is still really little, but I want to do everything that I can now to have the information ready for her, if she ever feels the need to have it. And I am sure that she will. Just like my parents told me about being adopted when I was really young, I'm going to tell her about herself very soon. I know that is the right thing to do. I am eternally grateful that the donor made it possible for me to have my daughter. I wonder if they will connect someday, and I feel scared about my daughter thinking I'm not her real mom. If she ever said that to me, it would kill me. But rationally, I know that I am a great mother, my daughter loves me, and our bond is strong enough for her to also have a relationship someday with her biological mom if she wants that. I hope the donor mom will be open and willing to provide information and connect with my daughter. I worry about that too. What if my daughter wants it and the donor mom doesn't? Compared to me as an adoptee, my daughter knows about half of herself, and she has grown up with her brother, and I think there is a difference knowing that you were created on purpose, and that I gave birth to her. That has got to feel different from being given up for adoption. I know so many great families that are untraditional. Women raising their siblings' kids, step-siblings, half-siblings, remarriages, deaths. Reading the posts here and hearing the voices of grown donor-conceived kids is really helpful, as I start to figure out how I am going to support my daughter. I think that in the end, I am a well-adjusted adoptee because I was raised in a family with honesty from an early age and given support and love. And that is what matters most. Those are all of our stories for today. I just want to thank you for writing in and being brave enough to share your journey with us. I will see you guys a few Mondays from now. This is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project.